We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Halfway home on a Tuesday evening on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios. 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Don't forget, we got Rank'em coming up later on. So if you want to get your list, please hit us up on the text line. We are asking to download the Odyssey.com app. We know you're not in your car as much as what you used to be, but you want to listen to the station and the show? How do I do it? Best way is through the Odyssey.com app. Put that on your device today, right? Take the smartphone, the Alexa speakers, tablet, boombox, Laserdisc, Commodore 64, whatever your device is, just download onto something to catch us on the go. Social media at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's always the best way to be a part of the show through our personal Twitter handles, at JMCH316, at JMCH316. That, of course, your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. On the other side of the glass, he'll ask the questions when we get to rank them. Jarvis in the building at JarvisD90. By the way, quickly before we get into our daily look at all things Atlanta Falcons and the Falcons flyover, besides the 6-0 score in the Braves game, Atlanta United and Santiago Sosa has scored a goal, his first goal of the season. So for as well as Sosa has been playing, he now gets on the board, and now it is 1-0 Atlanta United. So, obviously, they got to get at least a 3-0 to force a penalty kickoff and see what happens from there. So, still lots of work to go, but at least Atlanta United's on the board. What they can't do, though, is unfortunately they really can't afford to give up any goals because they have to try to get those right back. So, we'll keep you up to date on United and the Braves as, you know, Noah has gone deep. 385 batting average. Jarvis, he has a 1.308 OPS. All right. Falcons draft picks have their numbers. Remember we talked on Saturday about Kyle Pitts getting number 8. So half of Tony Gonzalez, right? And that what the deal was, half of Tony Gonzalez, he's got number 8. Richie Grant will wear number 27. Jalen Mayfield will wear number 77. Darren Hall, 34. Drew Dolman, 67. Taquan Graham, 95. How do we pronounce his name, Jarvis? Ogundeje?
Adetokunbo Ogundeje.
Ogundeje, 92. Avery Williams, number 35. Frank Darby, 88. You surprised that nobody else besides Pitts decided to go with the single-digit kind of stuff?
Yeah, because essentially you're going to bring attention on yourself, and I don't think that unless, like you said, unless you're a guy like Kyle Pitts, which is,
yeah, I thought it was funny. It's half of Tony Gonzalez, right? Who had 88 here.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. That's the only one. That's like you're going to have all the attention on yourself anyway. So, why not?
Didn't Richie Grant wear number 1 at Central Florida?
I believe he wore 27.
Was he 27? I'm trying to remember him.
Yeah.
Why was I thinking that he wore, maybe look that up. See what Richie Grant wore at Central Florida. For some reason, I thought he was like number 1 or something like that. So I like the single-digit number things. I'm enjoying.
He was 27.
27. He's okay. 27. So he's got, I mean, most of these guys, I'm sure, are wearing the same number that they had in high school and college and things like that. But I like Kyle Pitts going with the half of Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, that kind
of
looked, that 8 looked nice, though.
Yeah, yeah,
it looked nice. Yeah.
I think it's kind of cool. Yeah. I think it's kind of cool. So good for him. Now, Jarvis, I'm going to ask you this question. I've been seeing these two guys' names come up again. I understand money and where we're at. You don't have to explain to me about cash problems and where we're at and all that. But again, the two names I keep reading about that teams are starting to regenerate interest in. Number one is Richard Sherman. And I've seen people talk about Falcons should go after him, Raiders, Seahawks have contacted him about coming back. A lot of teams have seemed to have drawn interest. Given what we've got, I understand the money aspect. So I get all of that. But let's say, let me put it to you like this. What have we always said? If you really want to find and create money in the NFL, you find and create money. Nobody thought Dante Fowler was going to be a signing here last year. Not because people didn't want him, but because of, oh, there's no way the Falcons can afford him. They're in cap purgatory. They don't have the money, blah, 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 blah. Well, fast forward, and guess what? Right, wrong, or indifferent, Dante Fowler is an Atlanta Falcon. They found a way to get the money for all of it. So, money aside, want Richard Sherman in here at all?
Oh, wow.
Is he better than what you have now outside of A.J. Terrell? If I could start Richard Sherman instead of Sheffield or 26.
I would take him, given with the veteran, you know, all the snaps he's played and what he is and who he is as a corner. But I just don't think it would be a scheme fit because Dean Pease wants to – he wants to bring some heat. And Richard Sherman's strong suit isn't press man playing press man coverage. That's not – where he is right now. I've always thought he was a zone guy anyway. That's why he's going into the Hall of Fame, because he played that cover three very well.
Right.
I just don't think that at this stage in his career, I don't think I would want him in that position on a consistent basis, because that's what it seems like. Dean Pease wants to blitz consistently. And given where their defensive line is and who they have rushing the passer, they're going to have to send pressure.
I said about money, I think he's going to get overpaid. You know what I mean? Like, I think part of why his price tag is going to go up is because his name is Richard Sherman.
And he's his agent, too.
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
You know he's going right. to go
and,
for the money.
And so I think that, you know, as a player, I'll say this, he's better than what you got, though. I think he's better than Sheffield or 26, if that's my other options. Because right now, I look at that other cornerback spot. Okay, forget Darren Hall for a minute. I look at that other cornerback spot. You know, Darren Hall is not coming in here to be your number two corner. At Sheffield or 26.
He's not, like, isn't that a issue?
Well, Darren Hall's what, a third? Was he a third or a fourth round pick? He ain't starting over 26 or Sheffield. He's starting over those guys. If he does, then Sheffield and 26 shouldn't be here.
Oh, yeah, they should be cut if that's the case. Yeah. Yeah. Four-round pick comes in, take your job. But
to your point, you want 26 out on an island?
No, sir.
Okay. Because I don't want him out on an island. Now, here's the other name that we talked about a while back, I'm seeing. Justin Houston.
Yes.
Yeah,
come on.
I'm too.
Because I can plug him in at a starter right away and not worry about it. I won't have to worry about it, and I can develop those guys that I took in the fifth round. Like, because that's going to be a lot of pressure. Like, you need somebody that you can say, you know what, he can come in and start for me right now.
Come back home.
Yeah, come on.
Come home.
Come on.
Come home and let's – because the Colts are not bringing him back now at this point, right? So we understand that the Colts – are not taking him. I've seen the Giants. Mm-hmm. I've seen possibly Kansas City again.
Giants loaded up on the draft and the defensive lineman too.
We thought that the Colts could be a player, but it looks like they're out of the business of Justin Houston.
Because right now, I think it just became to the point now where those players that you just named, you don't have to worry about giving any compensatory picks for them.
Right,
so
that's why
more than likely they're going to sign – probably in the next couple of weeks or so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll be pretty quick here because I got news for you. We're not that long before, believe it or not, we're in May. 2 months, you're in training camp.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to get
a solid 2 months away from being ready to report.
So, I mean, you're not that far away.
Yep.
I mean, by the time you get signed, get adjusted, get a place, and wherever you're going to be, and this, that, and the other, and get acclimated, and continue your workouts, you're going to be in training camp. Bring Justin Houston home.
That would be
my number one target in the offseason right now with what's left is go get Justin Houston. I don't know what he's got left.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is. I don't know what he's got. But frankly, I'd just as soon roll the dice on him than tell me about the other options that I have.
Stephen Means.
Right.
Or
Kaminsky.
No, nothing against them. John Kaminsky. Development of Marlon Davidson. Nah. Bring in a guy that you know can give you some good snaps. And on third and long, I can probably expect him to be there or at least be close.
Yeah, I agree. Because, look, again, even if Dante Fowler has a bounce back, let's just in a perfect world say Dante Fowler has a bounce back season, okay? Things go well for Dante Fowler. Let's say he gets back to 12 sacks, okay? How do I get to 40? And I keep bringing that number.
That's a long way to 40.
Right. So I'll give him 12. I'll give Grady 6 or 7, right? Who else is getting me sacks right now? Seriously. Like, who else can put up a number?
Dejan Sonat? Uh-oh.
Somebody get the milk carton out for him. Because where's he at?
Dude, that was a third-round pick, by the way.
Mm-hmm. But listen, I don't... Marlon Davidson's a guy that I don't know what he is. I know he's going into year two. He's a second round pick, so you got to go with him.
The few snaps that he had last year, I seen some moments where I was like, "Oh, okay,
sure,
that's not bad." But there were some moments where I was like, "Oh, okay, you're a second round pick, okay." So, but that's part of being a rookie. That's why you need this. That's why he needed to be on the field more.
Right.
Obviously, he had the injury, so. You're essentially getting a second round pick again. Like, let's see what Marlon Davis has to offer. I'm sure Arthur Smith and Terry Fondo watch film. Shoot, it wasn't much film you could watch on Davidson. I can tell you that.
Oh no, no, and look, let's really amp it up, okay? Let's say Grady and Fowler get me 20 sacks combined.
Ooh.
I know.
That's ramping it up.
Yeah, that's really ramping it up. Okay, that's half the number.
Yeah, you still got 20 more to go.
Right, where's the other 20? Because I can't find them. Right now, as the roster sits, I can't find 20 sacks. Debo's not getting 6 or 7 sacks.
He'll probably get you 2 or 3.
Michael Walker's not getting you 5 or 6 sacks.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Foyer's not getting you 5 or 6 sacks. Jacob Tuioto Mariner is not getting you 5 or 6 sacks or 6 or 8 sacks.
Mm-mm.
So you got to tell me where the 20 sacks are coming from. Because right now they don't have enough quality guys on their roster to create 20 sacks. If you took away Fowler and Grady, they don't have enough quality personnel on their roster to create 20 sacks. I don't know where it's going to come from. I know it sounds like a broken record and we keep going through this, but this is so vitally important. If you're going to tell me that, Arthur Smith has bounced back and we want to win now and this, that, and the other, okay, well, that's the side of the football.
That's where it starts.
Yeah.
It starts up front, man.
Right. You've got to fix that side of the football, and frankly, I don't think they fixed that side of the football. And I understand you can't fix all of your holes in the draft, but wouldn't you feel a lot better if there was a guy named Phillips or Russo or Tryon,
or Ojulari, Weaver, Jones,
right.
Somebody.
Yeah, Basham. Wouldn't you feel better about our defensive line if one of those guys, with that last name, was on this roster right now?
You know what, Chuck? I was thinking about this because, I'm sitting up doing a moment for our show, full disclosure. He was talking about the comment that Torrey made about having to still, address the defensive line. We talked about the message that was that they conveyed about Matt Ryan wanting to be around. And we know that philosophy is best player available. So you mean to tell me this defensive line pass rush class was that bad that you didn't, there wasn't a player that was available, the best player on your board, until the fifth round?
Let me ask you.
Come on, man.
Let me ask you this question.
Goodness.
Did you think Tryon and Russo would both go in the first round?
I thought they had first round talent for sure.
But did you think that they would get both, that both those guys, if I told you before the draft, both of those guys were going to get drafted in the first round, would you have said yes or no to that?
I would probably have been no, and I probably would have chuckled and been like, nah, man, come on.
Yeah, I mean.
Top of the second, maybe, yeah, but not
every board first had round. Russo dropping. No. Everybody was like, people are scaring off of Russo. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, those two guys got drafted. And I wonder if the Falcons didn't have second-round grades on those guys, and they all started going. Now, they could have still had Ojulari, okay? Yeah. But maybe teams look at him as too much boom or bust, too. I don't know. Or he's a one-year wonder, if you will.
Ooh, man.
But again, if you don't have anybody, Jarvis, you know, it's not like quarterback.
You can't go to a gunfight with no bullets.
Right. I mean, we can pass on Trey Lance, you know, and Justin Fields and Mac Jones because we have Matt Ryan.
Right.
Okay. But you pass on guys in the pass rush because you've got Steven Means and John Kaminsky?
Yeesh.
Good luck to you. That's life coming back. Plus our top 10, as always. Sports Radio 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckery Show. 9:23 on this Tuesday evening. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey.com apps, how you catch us on the go. Social media's at 929 The Game, at JMSH316. He's at JarvisD90. Wishing everybody, may the 4th be with you. What did you say, Jarvis? You haven't seen any of the Star Wars movies?
I may have seen a Star Wars or Star Trek stuff back in the day, but I have no interest in trying to rewatch it, or I just now have no interest in it whatsoever. I've never been into that type of stuff.
I'm old enough that I saw the original Star Wars in the movie theaters. I remember going to Millette Mall in Canton, Ohio, grandma taking me. I saw it like 3 or 4 times at the movie theater, the original Star Wars, like what I guess is considered Episode 4, A New Hope.
Oh, wow.
Luke Skywalker and all that, the original one. I went probably 3 or 4 times. I've seen every one of them in the movie theaters as they've come out. In my life, I love the Star Wars series. Not enough to where I'm going to wish anybody May the 4th or anything like that. You know, if you're wishing me May the 4th, probably more likely to get a folding chair to the head, a la, you know, The Rock versus Mankind in Royal Rumble 90. What the hell was that? Is that Royal Rumble 99? Yes. Yes, the I quit match, Royal Rumble 99. Sorry. Yeah, I had to think about that. Dang, I had to think about that for a minute, what match the I quit match was, where Foley took like 30 chair shots to the head. But anyway, yeah, I'm not a big enough fan to want to give you a happy May the 4th out of all of it. So, but I guess, you know, May the 4th be with you and everything to those that do celebrate. And we talked about the ESPN broadcast earlier on their game where Ravitch was in a Luke Skywalker outfit with a lightsaber. Tim Kirkjian had a Yoda mask and outfit on. Yeah, that's really big.
I know you just love that type of stuff.
I just, you know, again, put Doink the Clown or Fake Razor. Just put those guys in the booth if you're going to gimmick it all up. I understand it's May the 4th, but I like the MLB put the video out, Jarvis, with the guys. Like, instead of bats, they were lightsabers. Okay, that's kind of cool. I can get with all that. But did we really need ESPN to have everybody dressed up in a Star Wars outfit? But anyway. Happy birthday today to Mr. Fuji and Ryan Shamrock. Jarvis, you probably don't remember Ryan Shamrock as much. Do you remember that short?
Remember Ken Shamrock.
Okay. Do you remember the short storyline where Ken Shamrock had a quote-unquote sister named Ryan? Oh, man, what was the angle? She appeared on a few... Oh, man, who was it that she was... You're right. the storyline. She was, she played Ken Shamrock's sister, and they did Val Venus. That's what it was.
Val Venus.
Remember they had for a little bit there, they had a short angle where Val Venus had quote unquote Ken Shamrock's sister come out with him as like a valet. Now, by the way, the story in real life is that Ken Shamrock and this girl, which her name is Alicia Nicole Webb, supposedly they traveled together on the road and they kind of, you know, he and she'd.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the story, is that they were he and she, even though they were playing brother and sister on TV for all of it. But she was only on TV for like a month or two. This was back in the Vince Russo era, Ryan Shamrock. But that was I remember that storyline. I was trying to remember if it's. I remember her as Ken's sister, quote unquote. But yeah, the story is that they traveled up and down the roads and they did the thing. But anyway, with that, in honor of Ryan Shamrock and Mr. Fuji, of course, who, remember, it had the black tuxedo on and then eventually became Yokozuna's manager and had the more traditional Japanese dress and all that kind of stuff later on. By the way, Mr. Fuji is considered one of the great ribbers of all time in wrestling.
More so than Bobby the Brain?
No, I'm talking about when I say ribbers, like Practical Jokester.
Oh, okay, I got you.
The ultimate Practical Jokester is Mr. Fuji. When in wrestling, when you say somebody pulled a rib or did a rib or is this a rib, that means they played like a practical joke. So the most famous example is Sean Waltman, X-Pac, was known for taking a dump in people's bags.
We were at the fight.
Well, supposedly he did that to Sonny and Sable. He took a dump in both their bags. But anyway,
I'm not surprised by that either. Yeah. He's just the type of dude that he seemed like he was behind the scenes. Yeah.
Yep.
Not surprised.
Yep. With that, our top 10 favorite wrestling managers or valets. We saw Miss Elizabeth this weekend on the Macho Man Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous George was a valet, obviously in WCW for Randy Savage. So, Jarvis, the floor is yours.
All right, so I'm going to start off with the managers first. Well, let's start with the ladies first. Let me go out with the valets first, and we're going to go from there. All right, so Miss Elizabeth is definitely on there. After watching the documentary on Macho Man Randy Savage, it was just like, all right, got to put her on there.
Let me ask you, did she get more attractive as she got older?
Yeah.
I think she
aged like fine wine,
yeah,
man.
I think because I will tell you, as crazy as this sounds, what I'm about to say, I've never been a big Miss Elizabeth fan, but I thought she was much more attractive in WCW and had a little bit more personality.
Yeah, when she got
with Lex and in
the character kind of came out a little bit more. Yeah,
mm-hmm. She was drinking and drugging. Anyway,
that helps. It takes the edge off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard. Anyway, yeah. How about this Sable? I know you're a big Sable fan.
I used to run into, before she was Sable, I used to see Mark and Rena Mero at Main Event Fitness all the time. This is right before Mark went up to Connecticut to wrestle for the WWE. Remember, he was Johnny B. Bad in
WCW.
And Rena, his wife, wasn't even on TV or anything like that. It wasn't until she got to WWF and became Sable and all that. But it was always funny because I remember seeing her all the time. Listen, she's stunning and a body to die for. But it was always funny because I remember seeing her and Mark working out at Main Event Fitness before she ever became Sable.
Wow. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That whole Gorgeous George story and how she came about and got in the business was just...
Yeah. Right place, right time.
Man, who you telling? Mm-hmm. Shoot. Here we go.
Does that ever work in radio?
Sorry. I'm sure it does. It happens. Here we go. Deborah McMichael.
Uh-huh.
I thought she was a good one.
Mrs. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jacqueline. I love me some Jacqueline back in the day. Love me some Jacqueline. And my final two valets, Sonny and your girl, Trish Stratus.
Yeah.
Had to put her on there.
Now, I went managers and valets, so I've got Trish on my list as well. Remember, she was the valet for TNA, Testin Albert.
Yes,
Testin Albert. Before she became a full-time wrestler, she was a valet for Testin Albert. So I've got Trish on my list as well. I've got Sonny on my list as well. Boy, sunny in about 96, 97. You made a young boy feel for, well, I shouldn't say young boy. I was a young man because I'd have been 25 years old at that point. But she made somebody feel funny.
She did that tingle feeling inside.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had Sable on my list as well. I had Francine. If you don't remember Francine from ECW, look up okay. Francine from ECW. Whew. She was quite the looker out there as well. I have Sherry Martel. I think Sherry Martel is the most underrated performer maybe in the history of the business. She was magnificent. They didn't do enough to show that stuff that she did with Savage in 89 when he became king. When he became, you're looking up Francine?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
When he became King Macho and she was Queen Sherry, and then they hooked up, that stuff was brilliant. Those promos when they were going to take on Hogan and Beefcake, at SummerSlam 89 and all that after the No Holds Barred match and all, those promos with Sherry and Savage are some of the best stuff ever. Some of the best stuff ever. I love that stuff. And then I had to throw a few managers in there, too, because...
I have a few as well.
Who'd you have?
I have Jimmy Hart.
Uh-huh.
The Million Dollar Man. He just talked that talk, man.
Mm-hmm.
Our boy Teddy Long, of course, and Paul Bear.
Yep.
Those guys, man. Those are great guys. Great managers, man.
I obviously had Bobby Heenan. I think he's the greatest manager in the history of wrestling.
The Brain.
I've got Jimmy Hart on my list as well. The guy I hated so much, but he was so entertaining, Classy Freddie Blassie, who managed Sheik and Volkov.
Yeah, yeah. He had that look, like, mother blanker.
He was a wrestler. He had that song called Pencil Neck Geek. He would call everybody their Pencil Neck Geek and shake his cane at him. And then my final two managers, Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman today is
good
the best
boy.
On the...
Yep.
Paul Heyman's the best on the microphone that there is today in wrestling. And then... The guy that I have really come to appreciate, number one now, Bobby Heenan's the best manager of all time, but the guy that I've come to appreciate, not just as a performer, but I can't stop listening to his podcast, is Jim Cornette.
I did not like him.
Love
oh,
Jim
my
Cornette.
Goodness. Ooh, I did not like Jim
I've
Cornette.
I've gone back and watched some of those 605 promos and stuff that he did, and you realize now he was so good at getting people fired up, man.
Yeah.
He was so good at getting people
that's
aggravated
that's fair.
And angry. And that's the thing, as you get older, you realize how good those guys were at their job because you hated them so much.
Yep. That's exactly what the emotion you was supposed to invoke.
Yep. And they got you the fact that they could get you triggered enough to hate them. Jim Cornette, Tully Blanchard, Bobby Heenan, guys like that could come on the microphone, Arn Anderson or whatever. Ric Flair was so funny that it was hard to hate Ric Flair, even though he's a bad guy. He was hard to hate.
You couldn't hate Ric Flair, man.
No, I mean, it was too hard to hate Ric Flair.
Yeah.
But Cornette and those guys, they were magical at what they did. But I'm telling you, we're talking about Macho Man Savage. Go watch the stuff with Sherry Martel, Queen Sherry, and King Macho. That stuff from 89 after he won King of the Ring and the stuff with Hogan and Beefcake with him and Zeus. That stuff is, as good as it gets. That's peak fandom, man, right there for me. All right, when we come back, we talked to Tori McElhaney earlier in the show, her thoughts about the Falcons draft and what we saw. It's all next. Chuck, we're hanging out in the Kia Studio, Sports Radio, not in the game, and the Odyssey.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.